everyone. It's your friend. That's right. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Asclepius News Brief on 107.9 WASC. I'm your host, Raimi, and here's today's top stories. President Garcia announced... Wait, president? We still have one? I would have thought with the whole... What was it called? Meltdown? I didn't know we would still have a president after that. Or a government, for that matter. Why didn't anyone tell me? Right. President Garcia announced today in their State of the Union address that work is underway to start the reformation of the United States. Here's what he had to say. Wait, hold on. Wait, which one of this is for the soundbite? This one? No, wait, just point to this one. So where do I go? Wait, this one? Oh, okay. Oh, it's done? Oh, okay, right. In other news, the rebuilding project in northern Pennsylvania is continuing to make progress. The project that employs over 2,000 World War III veterans is expected to reach completion around 2040. Northern Pennsylvania? What happened there? When I left, everything was, well, not fine, but things certainly weren't in need of extensive repair. What happened? In local news, the Asclepius-funded housing project has been approved by President Garcia, who was quoted as saying, quote, "This project will bring us one step closer to creating a new and more prosperous United States of America." End quote. Construction is expected to begin in February of 2037. We have a short ad for you now. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Randy.
Hello, Chad. What's up?
I'm just wondering, have you picked up the Apollo Phone 5K?
The Apollo Phone 5K? No, I haven't. What does it do?
A better question would be, what doesn't it do?
What doesn't it do?
That's a good question! I will now answer that question. The only thing it doesn't do is buy itself. Go out and buy one today.
Wow, that's a really good pitch, Chad, but I'm still not sure. How is it better than the Apollo Phone 5?
That is also a good question. The Apollo Phone 5K has updated megapixels, letting you see even more pixels than before. Its reception range is also double that of the Apollo Phone 5.
Wow, so I can get my Asclepius news briefs from almost anywhere now? Can't I?
Yep! Now it's nearly impossible to miss all the great news.
That's a really good update. I just might buy one now.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm very sure.
This ad has been paid for by the Asclepius Foundation for a Better America.
And now, Raimi's thoughts. Well, listeners, as you probably noticed, we're on a bit of a different schedule now than we were last broadcast. That's because, well, it quickly became apparent that I'd go off on different tangents. I don't know why it took them that long to figure that out, since they apparently had been listening to some of my broadcasts back from when I was in Freed, but regardless, this is the time when I get to talk about whatever I think about. It's just like being back at home, except way more structured and cleaner. You should have seen the doormat at the studio in Freed, just caked with dirt. We couldn't get any of it out. It was, like, stuck on there. Anyway, yeah. Talking time, I guess? That was so dumb. What did that even mean? Well, not much has gone on here lately. I haven't left this building since I got here, so I can't really talk about what it's like being in a different environment. Well, actually, I kinda can. Everything we do is in this building. Right now, we're on the 15th floor, and I live on the 3rd floor, along with the other employees. We have a cafeteria down on the 1st floor where we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The labs are on the 10th and 11th floors. It's kind of a culture shock, really. I'm so used to not having this kind of rigid structure that when I have to work with it, it all kind of hits me at once, you know? Like yesterday, I was in the lab doing some general tech upkeep and the alarm on my watch. Oh yeah, Asclepius gave me one of their smartwatches and it's honestly super cool. But yeah, the alarm went off reminding me that it was dinner time. It's not like I had to drop everything and go eat, but still, that reminder was weird. Back in Freed, I would kind of just work until I stopped and realized I needed to eat. And hell, it might have been a whole day before that happened. Here though, I get an alert when I miss the recommended dinner time. Actually, speaking of the labs, that's another big difference. I've never had such a rigid job before. I mean, sure, back in Freed, I was kind of the general manager, I guess, going around and making sure nothing was going wrong and helping out whenever it was needed. Pretty free form. But now I'm working basically non-stop. I'm almost constantly on my feet, running around helping all the other technicians or scientists with whatever they need help with. Actually, I guess it is like Freed, just with a lot more work. You know, I wonder how Freed's doing. I haven't been able to tune into our signal since I got here. Just a lot of static. I'm sure it's fine, honestly. I just want to know, you know? That sounded funny. No, you know? No, you know? But yeah, I just wanted to make sure everything was getting on alright. With my workload, I'm not sure I'll actually be able to get back next week like I originally planned. Keeping everything running smoothly in a big company like this isn't as easy as it sounds. Actually, I guess it doesn't sound easy to begin with. Whatever. I just have a lot on my plate, and I'm not sure if that means I'll have to put off seeing Freed for a while. I really hope it doesn't. Hey, maybe if I put in a couple more hours, I might be able to. Or maybe visit earlier than I planned. Here's hoping. Oh, maybe if I can prove that I can handle the work, they'll finally let me work in the labs. Like, on the actual lab stuff, that is. Making medicine and stuff? That's what I'm really looking forward to. That weird outbreak back in Freed really opened my eyes to how important this all really is, especially now that everyone is starting to come back together and reform America. We need to make sure nothing gets in the way of bringing everyone back together. I can't imagine what it must feel like to work on something that can help so many people. I think once I can finally work on something like that, I'll finally start to feel like I'm really helping people.
What? Your time's up.
Time?
Yeah. You only have 5 minutes for your op-ed time. You're over the time limit.
I wasn't told about a time limit.
Yeah, you were. I told you this morning.
When?
It came through on your watch. I got the receipt. You saw it.
And that huge list of things I needed to do today? I didn't read all of it. How could I?
We can talk about this later. Just turn off
Come on. Can't I just talk about this a little more?
We have a schedule, Remy.
We don't have at least 5 more minutes. Look, the clock says...
I don't care what the clock says. You're over the time limit.
We don't have any more time?
For the last time, no. Now finish with the headlines.
Who can I talk to about extending this time?
We'll talk about this later. Just read the headlines.
Well, okay. Our headlines. So, like I said earlier, our president is working on rebuilding America. Don't know when that news is supposed to get over to the rest of the country, but whatever.
Hey, watch yourself. Any more attitude out of you and we'll shut this down.
On top of that, we have a couple more breaking headlines. The Apollo Phone 5K has sold over 3,000 units since its launch last month and is expected to continue this trend for the foreseeable future. Also, President Garcia is expected to give a press conference in the following hours discussing his plans for continuing to work with Asclepius in their efforts to bring down the prices for some of the more premium medication. Wait, premium? And with that, we're done with the news brief. Stay tuned next for the Asclepius Variety Hour. Until next time,
no,
be safe.
No, you can't end with that.
Wait,
no,
what?
You can't. I can't even end with that.
What do you mean
you
I can't?
Have to say-
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios Ocean production, Man. Written by Casey Take Lee and Ryan ahead. Young, starring Hasselhoff Bedoya as Raimi, Audrey McFerrin as Claire, Ocean David Robar as the Randy, and Ryan Young as Chad. The background music was by Ryan Young. Ocean Man. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. Or hey, leave us a voicemail at 209-8-FREED-0. That's 209-837-3330. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes or Stitcher. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Today's sponsor is Spy Kids 4. Remember how that exists? Now you do. Good luck.